Just let's start off by just taking a quick poll in the audience. How many, just by a raise of hands, either are related to close relationship or are work closely with somebody or know somebody who is on the autistic spectrum? Outright. I mean, what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with 67 million people worldwide, 1% of the world's population, 1 in 68, more in males. And out of this group of individuals, only 15 to 20% are in the mainstream labor market. Now, that's sort of a deceiving statistic in its own, because most of those individuals that are in the mainstream labor markets are significantly underemployed. Several of these individuals have advanced degrees, and they're working in part-time labor doing assembly or something else. So we have a labor market out there that is highly skilled, has significantly different skills than your average neurotypical individual, and underutilized in our job market. Now, as this ties in with smart content, in order to get to smart content, you need smart systems. In order to develop smart systems, you need smart teams. And I really do believe that bringing the diversity, and neural diversity in particular, into your team structure can allow you to create better systems, better products. One thing that's sort of interesting in our industry, we have 9 shows back in 2017 and 2018 that either have a main character who is on the autistic spectrum or is dealing with a documentary concerning autism in America. If you look at the value, and I think we're all pretty familiar with the value that is around diversity on any project team. When you have people that are diverse, you get the different views and perspectives that they bring to the team. Different cultural, different religious or whatever it might be, perspectives that come into the project through having these individuals. It also stimulates innovation, because when people think differently and they come from different backgrounds, it allows you guys to, or allows the teams to act in a manner that actually innovates and thinks of things in a new way. Provides a global view, and it expands your talent pool. The more diverse your organization is, the more talent pool you can draw on. The added benefit to bringing in an autistic team member is folks that are on the high spectrum end of the autistic model, they are truly different when they're thinking about how to solve a problem. They are just wired differently. You can read in the press notes that we have there, this is not an operating error, it's a different operating system. And when these folks think differently and they're on their team, what we have found and what I've seen in practice is that it removes the barrier from other team members that are neurotypical from bringing up different ideas into the group. Because they see this guy that's out there, this woman that's out there, bringing in completely different ways of thinking, it allows your team members to say, well, he could do that, I could do that too. And another thing that we didn't expect at all is the whole idea around self-identification. I don't think anybody realizes how many autistic people are working within your companies today. And these individuals felt that the company actually is now embracing and now is caring and caring about the autistic community. And so we had individuals that actually came up and self-identified themselves, and they were very happy that we had taken parts and started thinking about things in this way. Real quickly, we'll go through my journey, because it's, you know, everybody's like, how did you get into it? Most people that are actually pursuing these things within companies either have an autistic child or an autistic family member. In my case, it was an autistic family member, and I had the joy of going to Europe with my autistic nephew and my neurotypical niece, who's 21 and my nephew's 20. And my neurotypical niece really was more interested in finding the London nightclubs and going out and doing some shopping and different things like that and seeing the sights. My autistic nephew, his mind is focused on history. And that's his thing. That's what he spends most of his time thinking about, anywhere from year zero to present day. And as we went through these historical monuments and these art exhibits or whatever it might be, he could tell you the typical things, who painted it, what year they painted it, but he could also tell you what was going on in the painting. You know, this was the struggle for the throne on this person's day, and this person didn't get along with this person. He could also tell you the motivation of the artist in every painting that we walked across. I'm not talking one or two specific paintings. Every painting that we came across, every sculpture, every piece of architecture, he could sit there and describe to you that the artist was in the feud with their sponsoring family, so that's why they put the sponsor's face on the donkey or whatever it might be. And I was just amazed, and as I got to know my nephew throughout these 2 weeks, I started to realize that he's focused in this one area, that there's a lot of folks that are on the spectrum that are focused in technology areas that are really about moving forward. So I started to think to myself, wow, this is something that we can really use. So in 2017, I set some goals, and they were pretty simple goals. One was to learn as much as I could about autism, because I knew nothing. So I read all the books. I've given you some references in the back of the deck on learning that you can do, and really started to understand the life cycle of how autistic individuals are treated up through elementary school, high school, post-high school, and into the career market. And understand all the players in this, whether it be a state agency, a federal agency, a nonprofit organization, or a for-profit organization, really understand the players that are out there. And then I decided I'm going to get my feet wet, so we engaged in a pilot. And my goal was, and I figured I'm going to measure things from this point forward on how many people's lives can we change in a year. So I decided that the goal was to change 5 people's lives in a given year. And when I say change their life, take them off typically a state subsistence type living and move them into a career in a job market where they can flourish, self-support themselves, and move forward. And gladly, I can report today that met all these goals. We've done this, and with the help of, when I say we, with the help of many individuals and people that I've found that have this kind of passion. So in 2018, and one of the reasons I'm speaking here today is I'm expanding this out. I want to change 20 people's life. Pretty simple goal. I want to work with individuals within this room to help you either move forward in these types of programs. And the other thing I want to do is I want to connect the networks, because one of the broken pieces that we found as we were moving forward on this was there really a lack of connection between what happens to an individual in elementary school, high school, post-high school, university, and or tech. And to take, and I'm going to want to work, and then again, I'm going to plead with you guys, to anybody that has passion in this, to help me knit these organizations together so that we can better accommodate and better move folks throughout this life cycle and into a meaningful career. How do you start? I mentioned this before. Learn everything you can. You'd be surprised on just talking to your colleagues out there how many programs. I know at least 4 studios that are working in this area now. So have conversations. Learn from their successes, and also learn from what doesn't work, because this is not an easy program to get put up into your studio or put up into your business. It does have a lot of work and a lot of dedication that's required. One thing I want to start at today, and I'm going to recommend with Guy that we move forward on, is setting up a working group, either in the diversity thread of this organization or through other threads, and really get people that are working at the different studios all involved to share these common successes and move overall to change people's lives. Have your company sponsor a nonprofit organization. There's some incredible nonprofits out there. There's one called Exceptional Minds that Warner Brothers has gotten behind, and they actually train individuals to do post-production, end credits, things of that nature. And we're seeing award-winning individuals come out of this program that are actually doing very, very well. Educate your teams, your neurotypical employees, on these opportunities and see if they have any ideas for advancing in these areas. Start small. I mentioned before, find the people with the passion. start a pilot project somewhere that's in the core competency of where we know success is within the neurodiverse community. And what I mean by that is there's been a lot of success in the areas of testing, security, pattern recognition. Find those opportunities within your organization and then start to pursue looking at a neurodiverse workforce. Grow on your success, and if you're not successful, fail quickly. Move on to the next project. It isn't going to be 100%. We found that, you know, just like any job, any employee hire, sometimes you hire the right employee and sometimes you don't. And you have to be able to get through those things quick and move on. And also understand that the end state for where you're at as an organization, if you do decide to go down this road of neurodiversity, isn't going to be having an employee program and just an employee program, or using some nonprofit to help you out, or using a for-profit firm that keeps remote employees. It's going to be a mixture of all three. And you can grow from using a firm that's already adept in helping you in this area to the ultimate, which is actually having an employee program like Microsoft or SAP, who has probably 40 to 80 employees within their programs now. So grow small and use all the resources that you have out there. Other considerations is environment. When you move in and you start working with neurodiverse teams, you do have to be very sensitive of what environment that you're moving these individuals into. Some areas that are problematic are loud noise environments, environments with certain smells, scents. And these are all sensitivities that are impacting some of the folks that are on these spectrums in different ways. One important thing that we found is really training your neurotypical staff on how to work with team members that are on the autism spectrum. And taking the time and making sure that they understand how to work with these individuals and to be successful with these individuals on teams. Coordination's a very important thing. We found that there's a lot of time that's put into making sure that our high-functioning autistic individuals know how to get on the right train, know how to get on the right bus, know where to get into the studio, whatever it might be. And so really taking the time to make sure that you are helping them coordinate some of the things that you would take for granted for a neurotypical employee environment. Also, and this is one of the things that's hardest to probably navigate around, is how do you deliver constructive criticism? Because the minute you deliver any kind of constructive criticism or performance management to someone that's on the autistic spectrum, typically the first thing that they think of is, why do you hate me? And, you know, I'm a complete failure, which is not the case. You're just trying to help them change and to evolve their practices to become a better employee. So reaching out and getting the appropriate help around performance management and how to really deliver those types of things is important in being successful in this type of program. I've listed here, these are all references. So as you get this online, hopefully you'll be able to click on these and it will take you to either a story that is about autism in the workforce, sort of the ultimate book in the Bible of autism, was by Simon Baron Cohen, and yes, that is Sacha Baron Cohen's uncle, I think. And also, there's links to things like the Autism Roundtable, which is a consortium of companies like Microsoft, SAP, and such that have formed a consortium to help promote this kind of activity within the workplace. Also, at the very bottom is my personal email address. I have a personal commitment to this. I am more than happy to come and talk to you, to introduce you to the players, to tell you where we had successes and failures, and to help you move forward in getting this into your organization if you so wish to do so. And that's it, and I appreciate your time listening to my plea here, and I hope that I get at least a few of you coming up to me and challenging me and helping me reach my goal of 20 for this year. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Tom.